From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Spending, it's biting, she's biting.
Yeah, yesterday we had the release by Stats New Zealand of the latest update on the electronic card transaction data, so that's our spending data. Bottom line here, Mike, is that it was weaker than expected. So look, we've been running the line of the sort of slowing economy. This data set supports that proposition. It also sort of bolsters the view that the economy is pretty weak and consumers are reacting to those tougher conditions. They're doing so by spending less. It also sort of confirms, I suppose, or supports the decision by the RBNZ to hold the cash rate or propose holding the cash rate at 5.5%. So if we're looking at the numbers, Mike, total retail card spending fell 1.7% in May 23. That's compared to April 23. That is seasonally adjusted. So core spending, if we take out fuel and vehicle spending, fell a little bit less, 1.2%, but that's still a fairly hefty fall. And I would make the comment that we could see a little bit of an anomaly, I suspect, in June, because those clean car rebates are reducing from 1 July. So you may see a little rush in vehicle spending over the month of June. Spending fell across all of the retail industries represented in the data. So it's a broad-based decline. And it said fuel was an important contributor to that 1.7% decline, if you consider that, you know, that core spending went down 1.2 and total 1.7. So fuel obviously pulling the main number down. But apparel was also a big decliner. And you also, in terms of the interpretation of this, Mike, you also have to consider that we're in a high inflation environment at the moment as well. So this data doesn't adjust for price changes. So the fall is potentially more pronounced if you consider that prices could have increased over that period. And the other factor you've got to think about here, Mike, is that the population is increasing at the moment, courtesy of migration. So you've got more people here, presumably spending as well. We've all got to live, we've all got to eat. So the influx of people isn't moving the needle in the positive direction either. But as I said, from the RBNZ point of view, they wanted to reduce demand. That looks like it may be working. And I don't think it's an unreasonable position to assume this weakness will continue for a little while as well.
Correct. And then we've got the good news. The bull is back.
It is.
Rampaging down Wall Street.
That's right. Good news Tuesday. Hey, we can always do with a bit of good news, can't we? 2022 was a very tough year for investors. You know, bond prices fell, share markets fell pretty much everywhere. But the bull market is back. Now, the definition of a bull market, it's generally accepted that you call it a bull market when a share market has risen by 20%. Well, the main US index, the benchmark, the S&P 500 index, it's back. It's up 20%. The low in that market was, or the most recent low, was in October of last year. It's sort of been grinding its way higher ever since then. And the index from that low is now up 20.6%. So, yep, it's a bull market. It's not as dramatic as the lift that we've seen in the NASDAQ index. That's the tech biotech index. It's up over 30%. So, look, it's been a pretty rocky and volatile year in the last 12 months, but at least it's moving in the right direction. Now, unfortunately, if you're invested in the New Zealand exchange, you haven't had potentially the same experience, because since last October, the New Zealand market, as measured by the NZX 50 index, that's only up 8%, and that calculation also includes dividends. So it's been advantageous, Mike, to have global exposure, global shares in your portfolios, and that looks even more pronounced if you look at it from the calendar year or year to date. But good news Tuesday, Mike.
What are the numbers?
Green numbers everywhere this morning. The Dow Jones, 33,938. It's up 62 points. That's 0.18%. The aforementioned S&P 500 is up 0.5%, 4,319. And the NASDAQ is up 1%. So a big lift there. 133 points, 13,392. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 8 points, 7570. The Nikkei gained 0.5%, 32434. Shanghai Composite was down 3228. The Aussies had the day off yesterday. They did King's birthday, so that market unchanged. The NZX 50 yesterday was down 75 points, 0.64%, 11,615. The Kiwi dollar is stronger against the US, 0.6117, 0.9061 against the Aussie, 0.5689 against the Euro. 0.4892 against the pound, 85.42 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,956.34, and the Saudis are not going to be happy. Their proposed cuts to oil production has not helped the Brent crude.
Yeah.
Brent crude is $72.21, so it's lower,
we'll
cheaper.
Take it. We will take it. You have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.